Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time to check in with infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University, Dr. Eileen Marty. Dr. Marty, good morning. Let's talk about this new study that found the global impact of the pandemic over the past 4 years is coinciding with a new surge in many other infectious diseases, far beyond their pre-pandemic levels. What's going on here?
Yeah, that's really an important piece of information, and it was something that we somewhat feared might come to pass. And if you look at a series of studies done in Nature Immunology, Nature Communications, and JAMA, you'll find that there is somewhere between 37% and 43% of people after they have COVID, including people with mild to moderate COVID-19 symptoms, have immune dysregulation. Their immune system doesn't function to the same way that it did before they had COVID. And that lasts up to 8 months, according to the Nature Immunology study, 7 to 9 months, according to JAMA Network. So what does that mean? That means that not only is it affecting lymphocyte function, which is what is really important for adaptive immunity, but it's actually even affecting the cells of the innate immune system, like your natural killer cells, your macrophages, your monocytes, your dendritic cells. And you need those innate cells to right away go and target a new infection, whether it's a new viral or bacterial infection. And so with that much, with that high a percentage of people, as many as 43%, having this immune dysregulation for 7 to 9 months, as JAMA puts it, that makes a lot of people in the world more likely to manifest symptoms from diseases, other infectious diseases, even at lower doses received. So remember how we've always talked how the dose makes the disease, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, if you have a really strong immune system, you can tolerate a higher dose of something, right? But if your immune system is dysfunctional for months after having had COVID, you're less likely to be able to confront those new germs, right? Because you don't have the machinery to really confront them as well as you would have if you'd not had COVID.
Now, are we talking about people who have had long COVID or just in general folks who had COVID having their immune systems compromised?
So if you go back to the Nature Immunology study that showed 37% of people with mild COVID, not necessarily any, you know, notable long COVID symptoms, they are reporting, again, 37% of those have abnormalities in their immune function for up to 8 months. So it isn't just people experiencing other effects of long COVID. And, you know, some of the effects of these of long COVID have to do with nutritional aspects. And that's not because they necessarily ate differently, but because certain nutrients that we normally consume were used up by the immune system in fighting the SARS-CoV-2 virus. One of the things that's really interesting is tryptophan, which is an amino acid that isn't that common, although of course there's certain foods that have it and have it in abundance, but that's the same amino acid that you use to make serotonin, and we know how important serotonin is for not being depressed, right? For, you know, that's mm-hmm. why we take serotonin reuptake inhibitors, right? Because we know that. And so now, if you're using up that amino acid that our body needs to make the serotonin, you can get these depressive symptoms, you know, from having had COVID. So there's a lot of micro level but really important aspects. And by the way, COVID-19 itself is one of the key reasons why there has been a surge in in other infections. But there are other reasons as well, right? I mean, we know there's climate change issues that are affecting how infections are circulating. And, for example, think about this. Here's something completely unrelated. Dengue virus, right, which is a virus transmitted by mosquitoes, right? Well, that, again, there's because of the climate change issues, infected mosquitoes are more common and have higher levels of dengue virus. And then you put that into somebody who's post-COVID and still in that immune dysregulated state, the chances that they'll manifest dengue as a disease are higher.
Mm-hmm.
And combination effects.
Back to your immune system, if it's been compromised, would it show up? Would something show up in your blood test for a physical?
Yes, absolutely. We can do blood studies that actually show reduced levels of lymphocytes, increase expression of certain molecules that inhibit the function of certain cells, like something called PD-1 and TIM and CTLA-4. And we're seeing that when we do the studies in individuals, and we find it, yeah, absolutely. We can definitely tell.
Dr. Eileen Marty, it's like the text we just read from the listener who said after these segments, folks realize they're not as bright as they think. And we appreciate the information. Talk to you next week. Thank you.